Third and lastly, let's look at the question, so what if it happens? Now, the interventions that we're going to use to assist your client in answering this question are, and this is an oldie but a goodie, but one that definitely bears exploring in a course on anxiety disorders, is catastrophizing, coping plans, and point-counterpoint. Let's talk briefly about catastrophizing. When predicting dire consequences, your anxious client does not utilize all of the information available to him or her, and as you know, rarely takes into account the dire predictions that failed or did not materialize. You, of course, attempt to widen the range of information on which the client bases his or her forecast, and the goal is to broaden their perspectives. Technique number two under So What If It Happens is coping plans. At times, the anxious child or adult fears he or she will be unable to cope. You then, of course, collectively develop a variety of strategies that the person can use to manage the anxiety. I stress coping with the situation, not mastering it. Barbara was anxious about socializing with groups of people, and she developed the following 5-point plan. Number one, regarding socializing with groups of people, was using distractions. That was focusing on others' body postures helped to reduce her anxiety. Her second plan was focusing on the task of conversing and behaving appropriately rather than focusing on herself. Number three, using a coping technique with images. Now, the coping technique with images she used is that she turned negative images into positive ones. Instead of people with frowns and scorns on their face, she had visualizations of people smiling at her. Number four, using a brief form of relaxation, and she used deep breathing, and we talked about how you can do this without drawing attention to yourself in a group setting. Five, using the incident for gathering evidence about her thinking. So after the social situation, we talked about her thinking, what was accurate and realistic and what wasn't. I also had her rehearse the social situation in my office. The next technique is called point counterpoint. You can use all of the strategies mentioned previously in a general strategy of point counterpoint. Now, here's an example of how it works. I might say something like, you seem to have a lot of reasons why you believe the feared event is going to happen. Why is it so terrible? Since you have those arguments down so well, let's work together to dispute them and other possibilities. I'll give you the fearful idea, and you give me the counter ideas. When you run out of positive counterpoints, we'll switch roles, and I'll give the counterpoints. The client and I switch back and forth between these roles and help each other out in developing better counterpoints. The client often surprises him or herself with the number of counterpoints he or she can generate. Generally, 4 counterpoints are covered in this strategy. Number 1, the probability of the fearful event. Number 2, its degree of awfulness. Number 3, the client's ability to prevent it from occurring. And number 4, the client's ability to accept and to deal with the worst possible outcome. I find number 4, the client's ability to accept and deal with the worst possible outcome, is probably a key strategy that I use with most of my anxiety disordered clients. I present these counterpoints as anti-anxiety measures to build strength and confidence with the client. Question 11. What are interventions to assist your client in answering the question, so what if it happens?